This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back to hour number two of Ron Segi Today, live nationwide and around the world on this very big weekend, weekend of the Super Bowl, and the fact that on February 7th, 1964, 57 years ago, the Beatles made their first appearance on American television on the Ed Sullivan Show. And my first guest is broadcaster from Philadelphia, my friend Larry Kane. Now, Larry had the duty of going with the Beatles and reporting it for the media during that first visit to America, including the Sullivan appearance. It's a great book called When They Were Boys. Later on, from Happy Days, who's got a brand new CD out, singer and actor Donnie Most, and then Bill Bratton and Andreas Erlander will be here talking about safety measures going to be taking at the Super Bowl this weekend. And that's all coming up this hour with Ron Segi Today.
What's up, everybody? I'm running back Saquon Barkley of the New York Giants, teaming up with Visa to help support the small business community. Now more than ever, where you shop matters, especially for black-owned businesses who have been hit hard by the pandemic. If you are a small business owner or looking to start a small business, listen up. Visa wants to help you start accepting digital payments and get online quickly. On Super Bowl Sunday, Visa can help change the game for small businesses with a one-day offer from the Small Business Payment Management Platform. Authorize.net is giving U.S. and Canadian small businesses who sign up on Super Bowl Sunday a lifetime account by waiving their $25 monthly fee and waiving their transaction fees for your first 100,000 transactions. This is valued at over $10,000 of savings per small business. For more information, visit authorize.net or visa.com to learn how you can score big this Super Bowl Sunday.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Of course, that song and those artists need no introduction, and neither actually does our guest, because he's been around for a long time, and I was talking to him just before we went on the air, and I can't believe how many things we have in common, so it's a delight not only to talk about what he's got to talk about, but also to have him now as my new friend. It's part of a trilogy, unexpected trilogy, I might add, of three books. The latest I have in my hand in the hardcover, When They Were Boys, The True Story of the Beatles' Rise to the Top. My friend from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Larry Kane. Hi, Larry. How are you?
Well, I'm very honored to be on the program.
Well, thank you very much. We had a great time talking before we went on the air. That was a show in itself.
I think so.
I think we ought to go on the road with that puppy.
Just do it.
And Larry was asked to cover these gentlemen as a journalist. And I love the response. September, they're here. October, they'll be gone.
I like, said, what would happen is I wrote a letter. Hi, Brian Epstein thought I was a gigantic American broadcaster. So we had a business card and seven stations on it. And basically, I said to my bosses, send a disc jockey.
You're right.
Send a disc jockey. I'm not into music. They'll be here in September, gone in November. It's another fad.
Right.
And that just shows you how smart I was.
But you had every right to do that. I mean, because how many one-hit wonders did we see in the 50s and 60s?
Traveling with them changed everything because I never heard of a band that ever sounded as close to the record that we said in those days.
Yeah.
I'd never seen hysteria like that. But in the early days, and let's put it in perspective, no one thought they were going to be iconic.
Right.
And if I thought they were going to be iconic, I would have brought more than my schlumpy little Instamatic camera with me.
Sure.
You know what I mean? I would have purchased a nice camera. Fact is, though, that I soon started to realize that their music was bigger than life. Besides the fan adoration, that they had a collection of music that was pretty extraordinary in the annals of recorded music. And I really got close to them.
And, you know, I think when you actually step into something like that and you're creating a new road, as they did and as you were part of, you look at it and you think, well, you know, you've seen this so many times before. You saw it with Sinatra. You saw it with Elvis. You saw it with so many other acts. And it's commonplace, I think, to actually think that if they're going to be here today, gone tomorrow. I mean, when you think about the annals of show business, you've got Sinatra, Presley, and the Beatles. You've got to get this book. I don't care if you're a baby boomer. You know, I don't care what age you are. This is a remarkable story. What was it like when you first met him?
Well, I met them in the San Francisco Hilton Hotel, and it was very pleasant, except for Lennon, then, who I became close to. And he looked at me up and down. He said, "You look like a round peg in a square hole. Are you a nerd from the 50s?
Really?
And I said, "Well, it's better than having hair like you." I mean, because remember, my father said to me, he says, before I left Miami, he said, "Larry, watch out. They are a menace to society." Okay, because all the adults said, "Oh my God, look at that hair!"
Yeah.
But we developed a very firm and solid relationship, because unlike the others, Ron, and this is why you've been such a tremendously consistent broadcaster for so many years, you listen and you ask serious questions and good questions. And I didn't ask them what they ate for breakfast or what they liked in a woman or the hemline that they enjoyed.
Mm-hmm.
I asked them about the war in Vietnam, the racial intolerance in the United States and throughout the world. I asked them about issues that affected them. And, they liked the interviews. I was sort of their straight man. And it worked out very, very well. I'll tell you one thing, though. For all the pathos and chaos and craziness of their career, nothing beats the story about how they got there. Because I thought, going to Liverpool all those times and researching this, I thought it was a rags-to-riches clear path to victory. This was a story filled with so many potholes. It's amazing, to me anyway, that they were able to make it and that they didn't wind up in the dustbin of history in somebody's attic right now.
Well, you know, that's one of the reasons why I love this book so much. Because when I mentioned it was part of a trilogy, you have had a couple other books out about the Beatles. You know, one was A Ticket to Ride, and the other one was Lennon Revealed. But this is the story of how they got to February 1964 on the Ed Sullivan Show, which I think is the meat and potatoes of it, because you never hear those stories. I mean, us fanatics know them because we've heard them before, but I got to tell you, there are a lot in here that I never heard before.
Well, the one that is so much stands out, and frankly, to be very honest with you, I've been an anchor man for decades.
You're the dean of Philadelphia.
I've interviewed the world, and no matter what, wherever I meet somebody, and they don't want to know about LBJ, they don't want to know about JFK, but I always tell the story of what happened, and I'll tell you a little bit about when Jimmy Carter was about to lose to Ronald Reagan in 1980. I was doing a live interview with him, and there was a break. And what he asked me was the same thing that happens to me everywhere. They don't want to know about conservative or liberal politics. He kneeled down in his chair, whispered to me, commercial break, Larry, and he knew he was going to lose. He was pretty, what were the Beatles really like? So that's the question everybody asked. In this book, we find that Pete Best, the original drummer who was outstanding, was the most popular Beatle in England.
Right.
And in 1962, he was at a concert in the Manchester Playhouse that was arranged by Brian Epstein. And all the parents were in the bus waiting to go home to Liverpool and all the other Beatles. But Pete had to stay behind because they couldn't get him out because people loved him so much. And they put him in a bin, the kind of bin you see in a hotel where the housekeepers are dragging all the sheets around and everything like that.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And they put him in this bin. A young woman comes up to him, the girl about 12 or 13, with a pair of scissors to try to cut a piece of his shirt to take home as a souvenir. But instead, she stabs him, okay? She doesn't mean to. She stabs him.
Yeah.
He's now bleeding. The cops take him out to the bus. He is shaking, bleeding, a nervous wreck, and they put him in the bus. And Paul McCartney's wonderful father, for the most part, James McCartney, comes up to him, grabs him by his lapels, and says, "Pete, are you happy?" Showed the boys up again. And that was the beginning of the end for Pete Best.
Yeah, no shining stars, right?
No shining stars. And this tremendous teenage rivalry. You know, people talk about high school kind of behavior. You know, when people have fights in Hollywood,
yeah,
they say it's like high, like high school. This was high school. And so basically, you know, the stories of how this happened, how Ringo Starr got his break. He was basically almost arrested after stealing from on his job as a waiter on the ferry across the Mersey. The time in Hamburg when a convicted killer actually protected them from the goons from the nightclubs when they got angry at them. The fake charges against McCartney and Best for allegedly setting a fire at a Hamburg nightclub. Paul and John Lennon almost arrested. My buddy John almost arrested for stealing a harmonica.
They were kids.
George Harrison deported from the country because he was too young to work. They had I hope this is okay, but they had a manager named Alan Williams who subbed as a doctor every 3 days because they lived among the ladies of the night. And he would talk to me about, he called himself the pox doctor. He would give them shots every 3 days. I mean, and then you go back to the drama of them almost breaking up 30 or 40 times. So, and then Epstein, and you know, it just came a story that gave me the chills just covering it and writing it.
You know, when you talk about Pete Best, I don't know if it's front or not, but he seems to be handling it. Of course, after years, you got to get over something sometimes, but he seems to be handling it pretty well. I mean, he seems to have accepted the fact that he was replaced by a session drummer for all practical purposes.
Well, both Ringo and Pete were replaced by session drummers in songs for Love Me Do and
right.
Please Me. But having said that, yes, he is, but he's also $10 million richer. What happened was very simply that his best friend, Neil Aspinall, was the Beatles' roadie. And when they fired him, he pleaded with Neil. He said, stay with them. Well, Neil eventually ran their entire empire. But about 1998 or 1999, when the Beatles anthology came out, Neil rewarded his former family, and I'll explain family in a minute, with $10 million for their cooperation. They weren't represented very well in the anthology. Get this story. You talk about something so amazing. Neil Aspinall was 21 years old when he met Pete Best's mother, who was 40-something,
mm-hmm.
and they had a baby together. That baby became Pete's brother.
Wow.
Broke. The stories out of this are just beyond anything I thought of.
Our special guest is our friend Larry Kane. His third book about the Beatles out right now, When They Were Boys, available in bookstores as we speak. The true story of the Beatles' rise to the top, the Dean of Philadelphia Television, and also the Voice of Reason on the Comcast Network. And Larry Kane and I'll be right back with more on Ron Sedgy Today.
Love me do.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders. And now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures. Saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog.
Back again with Ron Sedgie and Larry Kane, and the new book that Larry has out right now, the third in a trilogy, is called When They Were Boys, The True Story of the Beatles' Rise to the Top, a fascinating description of what it was like to be with the Beatles and to actually hear the stories that they had prior to their immense success. And Larry and I were talking during the break. Some of the stories that you heard when you covered them during their stay here in the United States were actually stories that were pre-success stories.
Well, absolutely. There was a discussion with Paul McCartney about his family, and he started telling me about his father saying, Dylan, you know, don't do this. Don't. He talked elaborately about his dad as suggesting he get a day job. And he discussed about how although his father was extremely supportive of his musical career, how touching it was that his father cared about him, but his father didn't want him to go forward. And then the stories about the deaths of Paul's mother and John's mother. Mm-hmm. Paul's mother died of cancer when he was about 14.
Yeah.
John's mother was hit by a car and killed, and he did have a good relationship with her. They didn't see each other much, but he loved her. And he was about 17 when she was killed. And so the two of them had this commonality, and my mother died in the summer of 1964, and I was 21. And I remember them coming to me on the airplane, finding out about this, and talking to me and asking me how I was.
Really?
Chatting. It was sort of an interesting thing. I mean,
yeah.
We had three young men. I was 21. McCartney was 21. John was 23 at the time. Talking about losing mothers and the hole that it brought to you in your life.
Yeah.
And it was just amazing. Also, Ringo talking about his illnesses, which I didn't quite understand. I mean, Ringo gave me a story that he was going to have a tonsil operation, tonsillitis, and tonsils out. And I don't know if you can try to put this in perspective, but that story was a worldwide story.
I remember that.
That he was having his tonsils out. He started talking about his illnesses that he had as a child, TB and various lung problems. And George, of course, was just crazy about his parents. His parents were the most supportive of all the parents. And his father drove the number 81 bus. In fact, his father drove him to concerts, which I thought was interesting that he went in the bus.
Yeah.
And it's very touching. And the other stories that come out of this are basically the way they grew up. They were not poor. Three of them were middle class. Ringo is the one who had the bathroom in the backyard. And Pete Best, of course, his life is chronicled here, too, because you know something? He helped make them a success. The other thing that really blew my mind was how clever Epstein was for a guy who was not in show business.
Right. Oh, there's no doubt about it. Innate cleverness.
He made them over. He made them palatable.
Right. Marketable.
As my father said, watch your back. They're a menace to society.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he made them palatable to the adults and young adults of the world. And just to give them enough time for people to understand just how great their music was. And you know something? What if they had gone out there in the same grungy rock look of the leather jackets and the sleazy look they had in Hamburg and went out there and the public did not like them, or the public, maybe we wouldn't have heard their music.
Yeah.
So he was pretty amazing. And by the way, he wasn't a great businessman, but he was a very shrewd manager.
You know, you talk about Louise Harrison in the book, and she's a trip. I go to Branson a lot to do our show, and she lives in Branson with a Beatles tribute band.
Right.
By the way, is very, very good. You know, she kind of acted as the
volunteer mainstay in the States to get back to the boys in England as to what the feel was here in the United States. She did a lot of work.
Well,
she was a heck of a promoter.
There's several people in this book who can't get arrested for their information. Bill Harry, who basically rigged a poll in his newspaper to make Louise Harrison, who is the advance person for the Beatles in America, as you say, who, by the way, moved to Sarasota for a while. She is really quite a personality, and I think that the other thing is, you and I could walk into Liverpool and find more liars than ever existed in the world. I mean, I gave them their haircut. I did this.
Sure.
And yet there are people there, there's a cadre of about 20 people, and this is going to touch you a little bit, who meet once a month. They're all the people that were left behind.
Wow.
Sam Leach's of the world, the people who gave them their opportunities. And by the way, I'm not saying the Beatles ignored them, because they've given them some acknowledgement over the years. But basically, once they left Liverpool, if you and I, you came from Erie, Pennsylvania, I grew up in Miami, we always remember our roots, and I know you still have contacts up there. But you don't mind me saying you came from Erie?
Oh, no, not at all. And all the bill collectors have been long dead.
But if you look at that situation, about all these people, they really shut the door on them, and their anthology never ever really examined the role of these people in giving them subsistence when they were so down and so out, and people that were friends of them. Quarrymen especially are funny. Colin Hatton, one of the drummers, who's become a friend, and Rod Davis, the champion 72-year-old surfboarder, and Len Gary, who's an architect. These guys were all Ron and John's buddies, and they made him last through the age of 17 before he found a real group. It was just terrific.
I failed to mention, I apologize, Larry, there is not only sensational verbiage in this book, but a very interesting and comprehensive and complete pictorial that, you know, it's worth the price of the book just for the pictures.
Picture editor on this book, her name is Sue Oyama. She's amazing. She found stuff that I didn't know existed. I have to tell you, when I started to look the way she put the pictures together, you see the actual makeover.
Yeah.
And this is a 16-month thing. I mean, you know, you and I were born the way we are, and we look the way we do, and sometimes we change our style and all that. They were very rough, and they look like a bunch of what we call punk rockers.
Right. Today, yeah.
And now their outfits look like they were ready to board a spaceship or JFK's project to go to the moon.
Right.
You know?
Good analogy.
So, but it was quite an adventure.
The unfortunate part about this is you don't have 3 days to talk to me. Because
I'll be back anytime you want, right?
Honestly, I'm serious. I would love to have you come back. I had read the book, couldn't put it down, and then I put all these markers in here about things that I wanted to ask you about, and realized at that point that I don't need any notes to talk about the Beatles, and certainly with your background and so similar to mine, I guess that this is old home week.
It is home week, and it was great to talk about the people we know about. Yeah.
Again, it is in bookstores as we speak. When They Were Boys, The True Story of the Beatles' Rise to the Top by Larry Kane, one of the premier broadcasters in our industry, is a fellow that I'm very proud to know. I get some of these early records by these guys, MGM, Holly, VJ. I have with Stu doing the lead singing on a couple of them. I guess I better keep those in my vault of treasure.
I would
items.
Keep them in a vault, keep them clean, wrap them up nicely.
Yeah.
And if you have Stu Sutcliffe on these songs.
Yeah.
There's one song he does called Love Me Tender, the Elvis song.
Yeah.
Amazing, amazing, chilling to hear him sing it.
I appreciate you being here, Larry. I really do. And I take me up on my offer to come back. And when you come down here to Florida, which I know you do occasionally for the Golf Channel, please give me a holler so we can break bread, okay?
Fantastic.
Larry, thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
And we will be back with more live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Sedgie today.
Dance for me, love.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is
Really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
About 1.3 million Americans a day are receiving a coronavirus vaccination, with hopes that that rate will increase if Johnson & Johnson's one-dose vaccination receives an emergency use authorization from the FDA. The drug maker asked the agency for consideration for an EUA earlier this week. Dr. Joe DeGest, vice chair of the Department of Epidemiology at Emory University, tells CBS News that the Johnson & Johnson vaccine would be a welcome addition to the fight against the virus.
Well, just having more vaccine is going to be a huge difference as we need to roll out more vaccine to more people. We have a lot of people waiting for vaccine, and we need more all the time. The Johnson & Johnson vaccine is a really great vaccine. The data is exciting. 85% effective at preventing severe COVID-19, 100% effective at preventing death. We need this vaccine as quickly as possible.
This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey baby, I wanna know right now if you'll be my girl.
We're back and we're live all across the USA and around the world. It's Ron Segi today. You heard that music going in. That is Donnie Most, who we always remember as part of the cast of Happy Days. He is with a huge orchestra. His new CD is DeMost, Mostly Swinging. Joining us right now, Donnie Most. Hi, Donnie. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Well,
appreciate it.
I listen to this CD, and man, this is sensational.
I actually prefer the standards, the jazz, the swing stuff.
Lover Come Back to Me is on the new CD, Let's Fall in Love. After You've Gone, Day In, Day Out. Clementine by Bobby Darin. I mean, in the arrangements, I mean, you have a group of studio musicians backing you up on this thing. This is great.
Yeah, the musicians are fantastic. I was doing a show in L.A. at a jazz club. The guy who was playing trumpet for me that night, a guy named Willie Murillo, and then found out afterwards that he was a really great arranger of this kind of music and producer. So we started talking, and one thing led to another, and we got into the studio and started recording, and he knows all the great players, and he brought in some of the top LA jazz guys, and it swings, you know, as you could tell, really swings. His arrangements are great, and it's the kind of music that I've loved my whole life, so I just was in my heaven, you know, recording to this.
Donnie, a lot of times when an artist takes the stage, they usually do a lot of their songs in an up-tempo fashion, and that's what you've done. You've taken songs that are standards that were done, you know, by the great crooners, Sinatra, Bobby Darin, and you've made it swing, and that is really a great dimension to it because it's not the same old type of arrangement that so many singers just seem to duplicate.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a real stickler about arrangements, and I've always been aware of how important they are in this kind of music, and you know, I loved all the great ones that Frank always worked with, like Nelson Riddle and Billy May. Billy May was fantastic, too. And when I found Willie and I heard some that he had done, I immediately said, this is my guy, because I could tell he knew that world. He appreciated all the great arrangers, and yet he was able to bring his own voice to it. I trusted him implicitly, but we, you know, we would talk through the arrangements, and to me, you know, that can make or break it.
Oh, yeah.
So, I'm glad you noticed that. And these songs are just timeless. They don't write them like these anymore, and they stand the test of time.
Now, I want to talk about a date that you're going to be here in where I'm originating this national show from, Orlando, Florida, which is coming up at a great location and a great school. That's Full Sail University. Now, are you going to be touring? Is this a date that is on a tour schedule, or is this a special one? Because I know it's a charity for Full Sail University Scholarship Fund and also for Parkinson's, the Michael J. Fox Foundation and Parkinson's Research.
Correct. It's not really part of a tour. It's a special event that got arranged, as you mentioned, to help benefit Michael J. Fox Foundation. I'm going to be with the Orlando Jazz Orchestra, and I'm really looking forward to that. And I am doing other dates around the country. I have one coming up right here in Hollywood in Los Angeles at a great club called Catalina's Jazz Club with Willie Murillo playing trumpet. And then I'll be in Phoenix, BLK, a cool venue.
Yeah.
So I have other shows, but they're separate, and each one is unto itself. But this one on 15th is a special one to me. It should be a swinging show.
Yeah, and with the Orlando Jazz Orchestra, these guys and ladies are terrific. You're going to love this. When you do other dates, though, do you carry the band with you, or do you...
No.
Yeah. You're smart.
I usually bring in, you know, my musical director, sometimes maybe one or two key players, and then we pick up local musicians that are jazz players that are really good readers, because, you know, all the arrangements are written out.
Sure.
And if they can read it really well, and some of these guys, it's amazing. You know, we get usually sort of a chance to run through the songs maybe once, or not even sometimes all the way through. And you'd think these guys have been playing it for months.
Right.
You know, because they could read the music so well that it's unbelievable. But in this case, you know, the Orlando Jazz Orchestra, they have my music. They'll have a chance to look at it. We're going to have a rehearsal for this one a day before, as well as the day. So it should be tight and swinging.
Donnie, I'm going to ask you a really unfair question. Memorable times on the legendary Happy Days, Glee, you have directed, you've been in all kinds of areas of show business. If you had a choice from being an actor, which you are, and being a singer, this is a stupid question. What would you do?
No, it's not a stupid question. I've been asked that on occasion, and it is a tough one, boy. You know, it's like I love them both so much. I would hate to have to choose. If I had to, oh, my God. I don't know. I could, I, you know, it's crazy. I can't even answer. I guess because I would shudder to have to think that I couldn't do one over the other, you know.
Well, it's an unfair question. It's like asking you which child do you like better, you know.
It is kind of like that. It's true. But, I mean, there are some people that maybe would say, you know, I prefer this over the other. I enjoy this, but but for me, I truly love them both, so.
One of the things about performing on stage is the immediate reaction of acceptance or non-acceptance, which you don't find, of course, if you're doing films or television.
But you do get it when you're doing live theater, so.
Well, that's true, yes.
I love also the challenge of doing film and TV and getting something, you know, where you can really work on it and until you feel this should be preserved, you know, on film. Sure. It's kind of like, I guess, recording in the studio. It's a little similar in that regard.
Somebody told me that this is being filmed, the Orlando appearance, for broadcast. Is that going to be a broadcast for a documentary or a TV show?
We're filming it, and then with the hopes, we don't know where it's going to wind up. My manager and I, we have the finished product, and we'll see where it might wind up. I'm excited. I'm really excited because we'll get this done, you know, really in a beautifully choreographed, filmed way so that I finally have it the way I want it. You know, I've been looking forward to that.
Now, the grandson, Phil Crosby, is going to be joining you.
Yes, indeed. Phil Crosby, the grandson of Bing Crosby, is going to be a special guest. I've worked with him a few times here in L.A. He's a great guy and wonderful singer, of course. And, Blue Skies, of course, Bing Crosby starred in the movie Blue Skies and sang it. So that's where that connection is. He's pretty associated with that song. We'll probably even maybe do a duet of that song. I have a sneaking suspicion. So it'll be great to have Phil. I love hearing some of the stories about Bing, you know.
It's got to be great.
Quite a history.
It's Demos, Mostly Swinging. It's on Summit Records, and you can go to summitrecords.com to get it. But
or iTunes or Amazon as well.
You got a website there, I'm sure, Donnie, right?
Yes, DonnieMose.com.
That's pretty easy.
So, it's pretty easy. And there's a lot of stuff there, you know, about the things I've done as an actor, director, and singer. So, and I have a calendar, have all of my live appearance dates coming up.
That's great. And, of course, this is a benefit, the Orlando stop, for the Michael J. Fox Foundation and Parkinson Research. Certainly something that's very close to Donnie's life. And also Full Sail University Scholarship Fund. Donnie, I'm going to be there, so maybe I'll swing backstage afterwards and chat for a while.
We could chat. I would love that. That would be great. Yeah, look forward to that very much.
Well, I was very impressed by all of this. Stay singing, man. Keep on singing. Don't stop singing.
I hope to. I really hope to. Although I'm leaving today for Michigan to start work on a movie that I'm excited about. I have a really good part, a film called MBF, Man's Best Friend. And hopefully, like I said, I want to do both. I don't want to have to choose. So.
No.
But I'll be down there in Orlando singing my heart out. So
jeez.
I hope to see all of your listeners out there, or some of them at least.
Well, you got the movies going for you. You got the singing career going for you. You're like Elvis.
Yeah.
That's it. Donnie, thank you so much. Good luck with the new CD. We'll be talking it up, and we'll see you. And check out DonnieMose.com so that you can know what doing, where he's going, what's it all about, and we'll have you back whenever you want, but especially when we talk about that new movie, okay?
Yeah.
Thanks, Donnie. Look forward to having you back, my friend.
Thank you so much, Ron.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
Donnie Most. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
It's almost early morning. I can't sleep. Been playing some old records. The old ones made me think. Thoughts of you and springtime. The way it used to be.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child.
I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders. And now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures. Saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
And around the world, you are listening to Ron Sedgy today. You got a fascinating two guests with us because they are embarking on a massive job. Of course, coming up this weekend is the fantastic Super Bowl, not too far from where we originate our show in Orlando, just down the road in Tampa. And it's an awesome task being able to do something that protects everybody in that stadium, even though that we're at minimum capacity. It's still an awesome job. Joining us right now is Bill Bratton, who is the former police commissioner of New York City, L.A., and Boston. He is the chairman of Teneo Risk and also the president of public sector at Verizon, Andreas Orlando. Bill, Andreas, welcome to the show.
Good to be with you. Great to be here.
Gentlemen, this is an awesome job. Let's start with Bill, okay? Commissioner Bill, please tell us, what kind of preparations goes into this? Now, I know some people will say, well, it's not as big of a job as it was in years gone by because there were thousands of people in the stands. But it doesn't really matter, does it not? Because you still have an awesome venue, and one life would be damaged if something terrible happened.
That's correct, but
You need to keep in mind this event in Tampa is a unique event because of the coronavirus issues, which is we do certainly the pre-game activities, post-game activities, as well as the size of the crowd in the stadium, the additional concern about people wearing masks, et cetera. But it's also unique in that for the first time in the history of the Super Bowl, the hometown team is playing at the hometown stadium, and that brings an added element to it. And but throughout the uniqueness of this, there is also the continuity of what has been provided every year at Super Bowl, and that is public safety. And the expectation this year is that public safety will be able to provide an even improved level of public safety thanks to Verizon and its communications capabilities that Andreas will talk about, what has been brought into that city in anticipation of this, that central to the success of any public safety initiative is collaboration. And collaboration, to be successful, needs seamless communications. That's what Verizon will provide, the video, radio communications. It's a huge operation, 2 years in the planning.
Andreas, I can understand how Verizon plays such an integral part in the safety, including things that might be brought in with the thermos or whatever the case may be. We know that there's a lot of activity that prevents that pretty heavily. But how does it pertain to the pandemic? How does Verizon apply all of their capabilities to a pandemic?
Yeah, thanks, Ron. You know, we've been working side by side with first responders at Super Bowls for decades at this point.
Right.
So while each one presents different challenges, the playbook and the fundamentals are pretty similar. There's a number of things that we're doing to support first responders and the public safety community at this year's Super Bowl. First, once again, we've got on the ground our Verizon Command Center, where we have more than 100 engineers and technicians that are monitoring and managing our network around the clock in and around Raymond James Stadium, but also in the greater Tampa area. Second, we're on site as part of the Florida State Joint Emergency Operations Center and working very closely with Chief Dugan and the Tampa Police Department, as well as all the other public safety agencies, to ensure that we're collectively ready for whatever happens. And you're right. This year's unique situation is that we've got COVID happening, and that presents some unique challenges, as Commissioner Bratton noted. But I would tell you, our commitment as America's number one network for public safety remains the same, even with the challenges of COVID, and that is to ensure that first responders stay connected when it matters most, that they have access to America's most reliable 4G LTE network, as well as access to the world's fastest and most advanced 5G network, which we have in Tampa now, and that they have the most advanced solutions and services they need to keep themselves and the community safe during this historic event.
Andre, how does the 5G roll out, though? How does that improve the technology? I mean, what does that do from the standpoint of technology and the upgrade from 4G to 5G?
Yeah, Ron, we're super excited about the rollout of 5G. Tampa is, in fact, a 5G city, which means that it's one of 64 cities across the country where we offer our 5G ultra wideband as well as our 5G nationwide service. And the uniqueness of 5G, Ron, is that it provides never before seen data speeds, latency qualities. It allows for many more data sensors to be on the network, for those sensors to have longer battery lives. And what that means for public safety is that we can provide never before possible public safety solutions and technologies that we're convinced are going to save lives. So let me just give you some examples, things that we're working on in our 5G public safety lab, things like virtual reality and augmented reality technologies that help firefighters literally see through smoke, or search and rescue drones that can reach areas that aren't always accessible in an emergency. And then, you know, at an event like the Super Bowl, 5G enables some really exciting technologies like thermal screening that allows touchless temperature checks for fans as they come through, or advanced crowd management applications that allow for real-time social distancing as possible with 5G, not to mention opt-in facial recognition so that public safety has a better sense of who's at the stadium and who's at the event and in the surrounding areas. The possibilities with 5G, because of its unique characteristics, are truly endless and are going to help us make public safety more successful and able to protect communities more effectively.
Those new developments are fascinating. Bill, you've been in this business a long, long time of safety. This type of technology has got to be so different than the first day you started.
When I sat at a pocket full of dimes and a call box, Steve, that was my communication. So that's 50 years ago. Verizon has established a number of labs around the country to encourage the private sector to dream reality in the sense of what 5G is going to provide in terms of capabilities. So some of the exciting projects that they have underway, literally, I wish we had more time to explain them in detail because it's just wonderful.
Where can we go for more information on this?
Ron, you can go to Verizon.com/public safety for much more information on all the exciting things that we're doing in partnership with the public safety community.
Gentlemen, you have an awesome job ahead of you, but by the sounds of things, you have it totally under control. Our guests have been Andreas Erlando, president of public sector at Verizon, and the former police commissioner of New York City, L.A., and Boston, Bill Bratton. Bill, Andreas, good luck. We'll be watching. And please join us anytime. This is so fascinating that you could be a guest here every week. We'd love to have you back.
Thank you, Ron.
Big job they got ahead of them, but they got it under control. They know what they're doing, and, of course, public safety is their deal, and Verizon is making that possible with new technology. We're going to pause for a second. There's more to come live nationwide and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi Today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This year's Super Bowl is more important than ever for first responders charged with keeping everyone safe. The Verizon Command Center will act as the nerve center, keeping fans and first responders connected, according to Andreas Erlando, SVP and President of Verizon Public Sector.
We're operating our Verizon Command Center, where over 100 engineers and technicians are monitoring and managing the network around the clock to ensure that we have no issues with the network, both at Raymond James Stadium and in greater Tampa area.
For 2 years, Verizon has been partnering with public safety agencies to provide comprehensive technologies for the big game.
We're on site at the Florida State Joint Emergency Operations Center, side by side with public safety agencies to ensure that first responders stay connected when it matters most, whether that's on America's most reliable 4G LTE network or the world's fastest and most advanced 5G network.
For more on Super Bowl safety, visit Verizon.com/public safety.
That's a wrap with Ron Sedgy today on this big weekend. I want to thank you and all of our guests for being part of the weekend of Super Bowl and the 57th anniversary of February 7th when the Beatles made their first appearance on The Sullivan Show. And I want to thank these guests that have joined us over the past 2 hours, and they include Beatles first drummer Pete Best, from Bachelor Ben Higgins, former NFL fullback for the Atlanta Falcons Croy Bierman, author Larry Kane, who penned a book about the Beatles when they were boys, from Happy Days Donnie Most, and Bill Bratton and Andreas Orlando, taking care of security at the Super Bowl. Well, until next weekend, I'm Ron Sedgy, hoping you have blue skies and green lights.